What time was the guest coming in?
10:30.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Go. I tell you what, if we had already a podcast episode, if you'd heard what went on before we went to air, you behave yourself, Rocket. Settle down.
Mate, you're
that
wrong.
Is contrived fucking annoyance by you.
No, it's not.
Over a simple thing I mentioned to my...
No, you've got a mouth.
Can't be trusted.
What?
You've got a mouth.
Don.
No, you've got a mouth.
I was
No. You set the standards and you've got a mouth and you've got your own standards, which are very different to other people's.
I was trying to convey
Don't
to
dare question him.
Oh, jeez.
I was trying to convey to you something that the Rocket told me that I thought you might be interested.
No, well, you've got to learn to shut your mouth.
Right.
A little bit of decor.
Well, I'm glad you've brought that up. So, Don, here, yep. Now, I want you to listen to me, all right?
You look like Kenny Rogers.
I think he looks better. Pity we didn't have a camera. I think the beard suits you.
There's about four of them on the desk, Don.
What? I want you to listen
cameras.
To me. I want you to listen to me, Don. I've had too many complaints about you on this podcast, Don. We're trying to get to 6 million downloads and you are thwarting us at every turn. You are...
It's intervention.
You are what?
Please shut up.
You are what? Come on, you're on a roll.
You are rude.
Oh, rude.
You are a vital member of this team, but you're rude, you're ignorant, you abuse our guests... You have your phone ring. Turn the fucking phone off now. Turn it off. Don't put it on mute. Turn it off. You interrupt people when they give answers, the people we interview. You interrupt me. You don't listen to anything we say. You don't bring any topics to it. You are inarticulate. You are...
What else did Ben say?
No, I'll tell you what. I tell you, I'm saying this. I got an email from someone in Queensland. They said, could you tell Don either to speak into the microphone, to turn his phone off, to not interrupt the guests, to not run down the guests when we get them on the line? We got Max Gorn on last week. You said, Max, I didn't know you were the captain of Melbourne. You ran down the man he played cards with, Bren Brown. You said he was a dumbass. What?
Ben.
What's your Bren?
You said Bren.
Bryn, you said he was a dumbass. We got Anthony Koutafidis on. Did we have some fantastic response? You said, oh, you're a bit dusty. You played on the wing.
Windy,
he said. And you also said, I didn't think you were as smart as you are. I thought you were pretty dumb. We're sitting here gobsmacked. Someone rang us from Hong Kong. Can you verify this, Rocket?
That's true.
Someone rang us from Hong Kong and said, I loved Anthony Koutafidis and I loved the build-up to Max Gorn. This person said, I was listening, I thought, shit, you might be going to speak to Henry Kissinger or fucking Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And you built Max Gorn up so much, and she said, it was fantastic. You could get the captain of Melbourne to come on before Melbourne might win their 51st grand final in 57 years. And you said, I didn't know you were the captain of Melbourne, Max. And I said, fucking hell, Don, even if you didn't, could you play along with the fact that we got him on the line? You know, like, you're rude and
did
you're
they
ignorant.
Also made, did they compliment you?
What?
Did the email compliment you?
They said you...
No, did it compliment you?
No, it's just
Why
said,
not? They should have complimented you on the questions you asked, Max, because everybody was hanging on his bowel habits.
Don, what the questions are irrelevant.
Oh, it's the way you answer them.
It's the way you interrupt. You asked Anthony Koutafidis. You said, "Now, Kuda, what?" And he said, "Well, I was in the. I was an athlete. I was an athlete too." Let him finish the answers. Now, and I'm telling you this now, Don. I've got one leg in plaster. If that phone fucking rings on air, I will fucking hit you over the head with a crutch. You there? If turn it off. It pisses people off. And
well,
you
keep going. Is this under general or sport?
This is under you being a general cockhead. On the what are you looking at?
I said, oh,
What do you mean old?
Come on, have you? What else? You refer
you,
to
you
the.
You wrote half this.
No,
stuff
no.
For me.
I was just going to say, you're going by script here. Now, which page are you on to?
I've got to. Well, Don, see, this is my point. You say what?
You
page?
Must have a lot of those programs, have you? With your on the front, you
Don,
turn the back over and you use them as writing pad.
You asked me.
Asked.
Asked. You asked me. Am I going on script? I've got some notes here to bring up topics. I look over at your book there that you got open. There's not one fucking thing written on it, because you bring nothing to the table except your ignorance and stupidity. You there?
Keep going.
Right. Now, we've got, as a result of, got some breaking news, which I, Anthony, some big news coming up about Anthony Koutafidis, which I can't actually let go, but just...
Oh, but you will.
I won't, because I gave him my word I wouldn't. Keep the books open, some very big news as a result of our discussion last week.
Oh, you wouldn't have to be Einstein to work out what it would be.
Right, I have a crack at it. What is it?
He's going to get involved in at Carlton.
So that's your considered opinion, is it? Well, I'm neither confirming nor denying that, because I said I wouldn't let
no,
it go.
No, no,
well, don't run people up the garden path.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
That's not true.
What's not true?
It's not that.
Now, more importantly,
How do you know what it is? Look at you.
You opened your mouth and told me.
Now, more importantly.
Oh, do you want me to let go what our discussion was before we went on air? Do you?
Oh, you will. You can't help yourself. You will. You'll bleed it out.
Just a minute.
No, you'll betray any confidence.
Don, please. I've just taken a
brow... two standards.
I've just taken a browbeating from him before we got on air about something I shouldn't have said to you.
Let's talk about something that we did talk about before on air, and this is a genuine conversation. Tell Don about your mate in the scarf.
What?
This is an amazing story, honestly, because you know I had a tear in my eye.
Oh, here we go.
No, this is real. Telling the story.
What's
it? Dunk.
Friend.
Telling the story.
You want me to do this?
Yes, this is great.
A friend of mine, Duncan, who I play golf with, has been a Melbourne supporter for, he's as old as me, so he's, in fact, I think he might be older than me. He has been
he's
a Melbourne supporter.
He's not the bloke that Slim Dusty sings about, is it?
Like to have a beer. See, Don, so this is the other thing the person said in the email from Queensland. You're like the Rain Man. You bring up subjects that have nothing. I mentioned the word Duncan and you say, oh, Slim Dusty saying I want to have a beer with Duncan. That has got nothing to do with what I'm talking about. You deflect and you digress from topics, and it infuriates people who listen.
All right, you're doing it now. Get back to it. Dunk. What? Go back to Dunk.
Yeah, okay. Go back to Dunk. Right. So this man rings me. I'll just find what his text is. Where is it? Come on, Rocket. This man, Duncan, contacts me because I'm a friend of his.
How old is Duncan?
Here he is. He's about my age. And he said, I'm happy to read out this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a private conversation between Duncan and I.
But hang on. Would Duncan... Appreciate you reading this
out.
Yeah,
he's all right. We've spoken. We rang him before the show. Go.
Oh, we didn't say we were going to read anything.
But anyway, it's fine. It's all positive. It's positive. Go.
Sam, can you help me? I wore this scarf, and he sent a picture of him standing with Jim Steins with this scarf. So this is what he says. Sam, can you help me? I wore this scarf to the 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, and the 64 grand final. When I was sick, I gave it to Jim in 2009. Will I mention the next bit?
Yeah.
Samantha, now Ludby.
So Jim's ex-wife?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Widow.
Wife. Yeah, sorry, you know what I mean. He's wife.
He's now married to a person. Well, I won't mention their name, will I?
No, keep going.
Thank you, Don. Who probably has it. Would you know someone who would have her phone number? Dunk. So I... So Dunk sent that to me.
Would he contact the Melbourne Football Club?
Dunk sent that to me. And I said... what am I doing this?
Yep.
What am I doing?
Just that. So Sam said, well, I do, but we've been having a few issues with a bloke who's her brother, right? Well, but here's his number. Right.
Why would you...
Just to help out Dunk. right? So he could ring. He could ring Wayne, right?
Wayne.
Yep. And then he would do it. And then Dunk said, Sam gave him Wayne's number and said, "Hey, mate, probably don't say he's you got it from me, but to help you out, this is how you get the scarf back." So Dunk then said, "Go, Sam."
So, am I reading out what Dunk Wayne said?
Yeah.
Wayne said, hang on.
Woo. Are you able to do that?
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with anything. We're all done. Keep going. Go.
I tell you what. Come on. We better.
So anyhow.
This is what
Wayne sends back
to
Dunk.
Well, if people are out there and there's a blank in the pause and it's nothing's related, we've censored this little bit of. Yeah.
So keep going.
So this is what Wayne sends back to Dunk.
What number? What time are we on the machine?
Yeah, I know. Don't worry. Keep going.
Don, I'm going to refer you to the email I got from Queensland. Shut the fuck up. Don't interrupt.
I'm worried.
Hi, Dunk. This is from Wayne.
Don't do that. Just talk. Just answer it. Go. Just say it. Don't need to Wayne. Don't do that. Just go.
All right. This is from Wayne.
Okay.
Hi, Duncan. Sam remembered your kind. This is Sam Steins, not me, because he wouldn't say I'm kind. Sam remembered your kind gesture and knew the story through Jimbo. Jimbo.
Yep.
Come on. He would call.
Hurry, come on.
Sam has found the scarf. What is your address and I will drop it off to you today. WL.
Now, how good is that, right? So I sat there and I couldn't believe it. I said to Sam Newman, I said, mate, maybe we got all this wrong. Maybe he's just, this is true. This is really what happened. I said... And he goes, what are you saying? I said, well, maybe he's just a bit of a lost soul. Maybe he's a really good fella.
Jeez, you're going right on with this, right?
No, this is what I said, didn't I?
You did. Well, you said that off before.
No. And then I said, maybe, you know, he's a good bloke and you should let people know this story. That's a pretty good effort.
Yeah.
So then Sam rang Dunk.
I'm going.
Shut up, Don.
See ya.
Shut
I'm
up.
Off.
Don,
just
shut
go
along
with it. So then Sam called Dunk and Dunk goes... Oh, yeah, he's wonderful. He's coming around with a news crew.
What?
So
he couldn't just do it. He's bringing around a news crew so that he looks like a good guy.
So Wayne's bringing around a news crew.
Why?
To give the scarf, to hand the scarf over to Dunk.
I thought he was making this wonderful gesture and driving the scarf over to him, giving it to him and everything. Everybody goes like, no, he's doing it, but he's bringing a news crew with him.
There's a bit of projection here.
Do you think it's newsworthy, though?
Well, Wayne's obviously thought it's newsworthy because he's enlisted a news crew.
He's found another cause to make himself look good.
So anyhow, I've inadvertently or indirectly got them together, and Dunk's happy because he's got the scarf, and Wayne's happy because he's going to get some
Dunk hasn't
mileage.
Got his scarf back yet because he's waiting on a news crew.
Anyhow, Rocket, I don't know why you brought that up.
I thought it was a beautiful story at first.
Now, Don, we've been inundated with people who want a mention after we've mentioned all the people. So if there's 80,000 people listening to us, Paul Murray, we mentioned him. He's said thanks very much. Do you listen to Paul Murray? He's very good. And we've had been inundated with requests by... Ian Sticks Brayshaw, and I'm just mentioning this, Terms of Repayment, the book, the steamy novel he's written about an affair on the, the Riviera, not the Riverina. And this is, so I'm reading this out, the Rocket said, well, tell them how they can buy the book. I said, righto, Rocket. So this is how you buy the book. It's $35. You send an email to IJB, that's Ian James Brayshaw, I suppose,
No, it would be the mum. Remember, she told us she's the original JB. It'd be Ian and what's her name? Jan?
Jan.
She said she was the original JB.
I'm giving out the email address, right? ijb.1942@bigpond.net.au. I'll say it again, Don. ijb.1942@bigpond.net.au. It's $35. That's how you buy Terms of Repayment. Then a person called got onto the Greg Wolfe. Greg Wolfe. He says.
Oh, see, I don't need notes.
Well, I'm Greg Wolfe tweeted on my social page. He said, "I've lost you. You rant about Trump and the state government corruption." He said, "You've lost me. I'm out. I'm not listening anymore." So, Greg, thank you very much for listening in the first place.
What's wrong with Greg?
Greg's got the shits that I've mentioned Trump and the ranting about that, but he took the time to say he's not listening anymore, so he won't hear this. But if someone knows Greg Wolfe, tell him I mentioned it and we said.
And you apologise or?
No, I said thanks for listening in the first place.
Up until now.
It's thanks for listening in the
first place. So we've only got 79,990 or whatever it is listening now.
So then, have a listen to this. Don, please give us your opinion on this. Phoebe does a story about which Rocket organised for me to sell my art because I've downsized, and she put this in the paper. She said, Sam Newman's downsized, has moved from a bigger place into a smaller place. And when she rang me, I said, tongue-in-cheek, Don, I said, yes, I've moved into what could be commonly described as a caravan. It's a much smaller place. This elicited people to ring me up and say, oh, gee, you're on financial hard times. I'm sorry, do you need a hand financially? You're obviously down on your luck and you've moved into a caravan. And I said, no, it was sort of a throwaway line, really, just to say I've moved into smaller premises. And this bloke says, tweets on the Herald Sun Twitter page, karma. It's karma that I've moved into a smaller place.
It's really knocked you around, hasn't it?
What's karma about moving into a smaller place?
You deserve to have gone. As Don said, you're selling up because you've hit bad, rough times.
I didn't say that.
You said something like that.
Yeah, you did.
You said you're selling everything up at a loss.
So the bloke, he's obviously got gonorrhea, the bloke who sent
gonorrhea?
That. Well, his brain's gone. What's karma what's about moving go, into
what's
a smaller
place? What's gonorrhea? Hit hard times.
Moving into a smaller place.
Well, that's the way he has
it's
interpreted it.
It's been a bonus, Don. I've sold a place I was in to move into a smaller place and
he didn't mention that there's a boat sitting outside, it's four times the place you're living in.
So what's karma about moving into a smaller place? The bloke thinks I'm fucked, does he? Or you think I'm fucked, Don?
I know.
I know you're fucked, but not financially. So there we are. So honestly...
Still with the Lamborghini?
What?
Have you still got the Lamborghini? Or have you downsized that into a Mazda Miata?
People are completely, honestly and truly, they're completely fucked on.
Is this all you do all day? Lay on your bed and think and get this shit.
So, Don,
you've got a big day.
So, Don, so then someone sends me some pictures of Nadia Bartel.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, pictures?
No, because I read in the paper that there was a nasty one getting around about it. Just making sure you didn't get that.
Yeah, I got that.
I'd turn it up.
Don't mention that.
Well, that's rude.
What's rude?
It's out in the ether there. What? What are you whispering about?
It's illegal.
What's illegal?
I didn't send it to anyone. What? I received it and I looked at the picture of what was purported. What?
And deleted it.
What, the photo of her?
What, that picture I deleted?
The one that was published in the paper?
No, there's another one.
Oh, really?
So anyhow, the point of it is...
Have you still got it?
No.
Oh.
Of course I've still got it. I've sent it.
You can't... Don't show him.
What the fuck is wrong with you today? You've been drinking that... If you received the hot sauce from those Bunster people...
No, he's been down at the coffee shop on the corner. You're not going to What's the Name anymore. What's going on?
I'm going to where?
I don't know. The Empty Camel. What is it called? Whatever that coffee shop's called.
Go there with Larry Dooley's.
Larry Dooley's. No, you've been going down the other one in Grey Street.
We go to both.
No, you don't. You're
Nick.
Very.
I saw a guy, Nick, yesterday, and he goes, "Is Don really as crazy as he sounds, or is he just putting it on?"
Who was that when you were looking at the ladies walking by on the corner of Grey Street there?
I never do.
The coffee. He said,
"Oh,
he's strange." This bloke.
Don is lying prostrate on a chair.
I'm comfortable.
At least you're speaking into the microphone now.
I'm comfortable
because you're lying. You're almost prostrate. You are. Lying down there, so Nadia. Now, what is the big deal about what Nadia Bartel is doing? got a head over a, or someone's got
well,
a head.
She's got an image and...
But what? So Nadi is the only person in Victoria or the world that might be having some revelry and merriment, might she? And that's newsworthy, is it?
More the COVID breach.
It's the COVID breach that's so it's the fact that she's with three people at a in a room. And that's
four.
What they're... Oh, four. Okay.
Someone held the camera.
Someone held the camera who actually posted it on the social media.
That's the interview. Somebody said to me, oh, you're going to get Nadia Bartel on the podcast, right? As if she would, but just, you know... In terms
she
of,
might.
Yeah, okay. But I would rather get the girl who took...
The photo.
I'd love to know.
Do you think they're still friends?
I wouldn't.
But imagine the thought.
Do you think they're still friends?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You think a friend would do what this?
It was an accident.
Oh, so the what an accident posting it. That was a deliberate action.
Yeah.
Why would you even film it, number one?
Yeah, I agree.
And two, why would you post it?
Okay.
And if they're still friends.
And what is the kerfuffle about her doing that?
What?
Indulging
well, in she is at the moment.
Colombian marching. What about the
well, she
sugar,
is.
The
she
Colombian
is breaking.
Booger sugar. What's
she's breaking the rules at the moment.
She's breaking the COVID rules, but
COVID. That's what I'm saying.
If you're chastising her for actually having a line of coke, I mean, God Almighty, she'd be you and me and the Rock are the only two people in the world not doing it.
I think
you
it's
and I would be the only one doing it. I wouldn't put anything past you two. No. And if you
what'd
want...
What'd you say, Don?
I wouldn't put anything past you two.
Wait, what's that mean?
You've had a go at it. What do you call it? The Colombian booger sugar?
How do you
sugar?
Know I've had a go at it?
Oh, I know you.
How do you know I've had
because
a go at it?
Because you would be trying.
No,
you,
Don,
just for the sake
Don,
of trying,
Don,
you would try it.
Don.
Have you done it?
Do you want to end up back in court, Don?
Just a minute. Don.
Why?
See ya.
Don.
What for?
You stupid... fucking man.
Don,
how do you know I've done it? Because...
I'm asking you the question.
No. Do you know how I've done it? Do you know how you know? Because I told you.
Did you?
Are we right here?
Hang on a minute. Just a minute.
You're
so
role
Don,
models, mate.
So, Don, you're having
God,
a...
We won't have a show today. You'll Don, be blipping everything.
Don,
you're... nothing. People are tuning in.
You're
interrupting
again.
80,000 people are
tuning
in for nothing.
Do you know how you know? Because I told you. And then you say to me, oh, you just can't mention anything to you off air because you bring it up. And here you are bringing it up, that you are mentioning that you know I've done it because I told you.
He wasn't being serious.
Yes, he was. He knows that.
Listen, you upset my chain of thought.
Train of thought. Chain is something that I could actually lock you up in and manacle you and take you out to the car and tie you to the wheel of that truck you drive because you're a fuckwit. Now, so here's people who try and change the language, Don. Have a listen to this. This is the Woke Brigade.
You going to let him get a word in today?
No.
I don't come with any notes. I don't do any preparation for this.
Go
I just
ahead,
come
Don.
Here and lay down and
go ahead.
I just listen to him rant.
Go ahead.
No, you've lost my chain of thought because I was...
Train of thought, you fucking dumbass.
I was going to come in about COVID, but you've lost
oh,
it all.
Oh, COVID. The two favourite topics.
Beg your pardon?
Cedar meats.
The
no,
two favourite topics, Don.
No, not
COVID
at all.
COVID and the Hawthorne
not
Football
at all.
Club.
Oh, jeez.
Go on, get on to COVID.
God.
Don, I got something I want to tell you.
Yep.
Sam got a present this week.
A present.
Very, very important present that he's been waiting on for a while.
Holy shit.
Oh,
I'm going to let the thing you told me.
Oh, here we go, boys.
He got
what up?
Parking permit.
A what?
A disabled parking permit.
What's funny about that? You fucking, you're spaz.
Did you apply?
What?
Did you apply for a disabled?
Did I apply for a disabled
yeah.
parking? Of course I did, Don. I've got a leg that I can't walk on.
That's not why he got it.
Nah,
he got it because he's 75.
He won't.
Because he's old enough to get it.
Are you
going to keep using it after your legs out of plaster?
Just make shit up.
Are you going to keep using it after your legs out of plaster?
Of course, because I've got a boot on there and I can't
walk
properly.
When this is all over, are you going to keep using it?
It doesn't have. It has an expiry date. You stupid fuckwit.
You'll apply again, though.
What?
You're disabled.
I'm disabled, Don. Yeah. Are you? You're retarded, Don. You know you are.
No, you'll keep using this.
What?
You'll keep using it just for the car spot
Don,
near
did
the
you
supermarket.
Did you listen to what I said? It has a use-by date
You'll
on
reapply?
It. Well, then, Why would I read?
Because you're taking advantage of the car spot near the entrance to the supermarket.
I tell you what I'm going to do as soon as COVID's over. I'm going to fly the doctor down, and he needs to go into a private room at the back here and counsel this clown. The doctor would. I'm not sure.
Who's the doctor?
Oh, I don't. Who's the doctor? The doctor needs to speak to you, Don. He to this day thinks that you're having a lend of us, and I keep insisting Don is as dumb and as stupid as he appears. I know this for a fact.
I wish you'd tell me you're going to be on a rant, because I wouldn't have had to worry about putting a lot of notes down last night or the day before.
Now I want to ask.
In preparation for.
Now here's another thing. Well, go on. Give us a topic. Give us the COVID topic you were going to mention, or do you want me to mention something else?
Keep going.
Go on, stupid.
Go on.
Well, listen to this, Don. I heard this bloke saying this to. I was down getting some provisions, and this bloke said to this woman, who was buying some fruit and vegetables. This bloke said to her, "Do you know me?" And she said, "I heard her." She said, "I think you're the father of one of my kids." And I thought, "Gee, that's extraordinary."
Is this at the Port Melbourne supermarket?
Yeah, it was.
Hang on. I offered to come up and do your shopping for you. How are you getting around on one leg? Now, I've rung every day. Do you need anything? Do you want me? I'll come up and do this.
Don, he's in the middle of a story.
I don't give a rat's ass. I have offered to give you a hand. You shouldn't be. On that leg.
This is the man from the man who sent me the email from Queensland. He said, "Could you tell Don not to just let?"
I'm upset.
So this man, I'm standing there buying some avocados. Do you know people squeeze the shit out of the avocados? So when you buy them, you get home, they all got fingerprints in them. Did you know who told me that? A friend of Don's. So this bloke, I'm listening there, and he said to the woman who looked at him in sort of in a loving way, not loving way, but a knowing way, said.
So you actually stopped and watched these people while you're doing your shopping?
What chance? I can't insult him anymore, can I? I said at the start, turn the phone off, don't interrupt.
He did turn his phone off, I tried to ring him.
You're ignorant. You tried to ring him, yeah. Did you? So, I'm at the supermarket, Don, squeezing the avocados. And this man...
Just kept at your business and pick the fruit and don't look at other people.
This man, I heard him say, "Do you know me?" to the woman. And the woman said, "I think you're the father of one of my kids." And I thought, shit, that's going to be good. And the bloke said, "Oh, shit." He said, "Are you the stripper from the bachelor party that I made love to on the pool table and snorted some coke off her breastal areas and all my body's watching while your partner whipped my butt with a stick of wet celery?" And the woman said, "No, I'm your son's teacher."
What?
Yes.
Is that it?
He said, "Do you know me?" She said, "I think you're the father of one of my kids." And the bloke said, "Oh, are you the Sheila that was there and that I stripped and snorted coke off?" She said, "No, I'm your son's teacher."
Yeah, I get it.
You know, the father of one of my
kids. I can see it was definitely Port Melbourne with the strippers involved.
Do you know why that lost a lot of its impetus, Don? Because 15 times you interrupted the train of thought that I was on, and people lost complete track of what the woman was and where they were. And
the best part was he got upset that he didn't get to come to the supermarket with you.
That's right.
You told me you can't go to the supermarket.
I said, "Don, it was a joke. I was reading out a thing, and you're so fucking dumb you couldn't work out that it was just a fucking joke that I was reading out." And you took it. Get the doctor. Tell him, could you send the doctor?
He can hear you. Talk to him. Just talk directly to him.
The doc, when you've finished doing your show that goes...
Top rating show.
Top rating show syndicated that goes around the world, around Australia. Don't worry about ratings next time. Could you come down here and rescue us, mate? Or seriously, he needs some face-to-face tuition. Maybe we get
as soon as the borders are down.
Paul Murray might do a.
Oh, and the Logies are over. So yeah, I know Logies are in Queensland now.
As long as he's double vaccinated,
Paul Murray might come and do a segment on you, Don.
You
are a medical marvel. He's the only redneck person operating in the whole world without a brain. What did he say? No, I didn't hear that. What did he say?
I'm not prepared. You can't just be nice.
What did he say?
You go, Paul Murray. And I go, and I got no idea. I don't know him, right? And I go, Muzza. And he goes, he's a redneck. He's a fan of the show.
He's of the conservative side of politics. People who are conservatives are not rednecks, Don. They're just conservatives, as opposed to people who are liberals. You know, they call liberals liberals are considered, you know, millennials and all that shit. So this is what the liberals are doing. This is what the millennials are doing. How about this, Don? Have you got any topics? COVID again, is it? This is how they're trying to change the language. And once you let people change the language, you tumble into their narrative. You know you can't call smokers anymore. They want you to call people who smoke. They want you to call people who smoke. You can't call them smokers. They are people who smoke. You can't call people who are disabled disabled. They are people with disabilities. Who brings this shit up? You can't call illegal aliens. They're undocumented migrants. Who says? And you know the other thing we've tumbled into? You know how you get into dead naming people who transgender? You have a man who goes to a woman and he used to be Bruce Jenner, but now he's Caitlyn Jenner. You're not allowed to mention the word Bruce because that's dead naming someone. Who said you can't mention who they used to be? What is that shit? If Rocket here, Rodney, turns himself into Rhonda, Rod Law becomes Rhonda Law, I say,
Rhonda
hello.
Rhonda Law?
What?
Rhonda Law. That's a nice name. Rhonda Law. It rhymes. Rhonda Law.
Sounds like one name, doesn't it?
Rhonda Law. It's a good name. Rhonda Law.
It's more interesting than what you're saying, Sam.
Yeah. Rhonda Law.
So
what about
why do you get into trouble for dead naming people?
No,
that makes no relevance if you don't say who they used
it's
to be.
It's almost like wiping that part of your life off, isn't it? It's like you cannot, didn't
but
even matter.
So then you say, didn't you used to be someone? And they say, yes, I'm happy to call you by your name now, but weren't you?
Talking about names, what about the football coach I want?
What would you run with if you had changed your
name? No,
Don?
I'm asking, what is the football, the ex-coach of North Melbourne?
Yes, yeah, so Dean Laidley.
Danny.
No.
Danny.
No, you're not allowed to mention his Christian
name. Well, Danny Laidley.
Danny, is it now?
Yes.
Danny.
Danielle.
Danielle.
And I've texted back, I have a few texts with Danielle.
Would you just go with Donna? Don?
Beg your pardon?
Would you just go with Donna?
Donna. That's my daughter's name.
You named your daughter off yourself?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Do you, now, here's the Rocket.
The mother did.
Rocket will back this up, Don.
Let's wait and see.
All right, let's wait and see. They did a study in America while they're still
glad
trying
you've
to...
You've been busy sitting on your back for a week.
While they're still trying to get Americans out of Afghanistan, the Americans are still doing a study on stuff like this. They did a study that said that women... Am I going to be correct here, Rocket? Women find men more attractive who mumble. Am I making that up?
No.
Rocket?
No.
I said that to the Rocket. He said, bullshit. So he texted it. He said, they've done a survey and a study that men who mumble are far more attractive to women than men who don't mumble.
Will I remember?
Yes, you're through to the semis without dropping a set, Rocket. So, Don.
So this survey was conducted... In America, obviously.
Yes, it was.
Right.
It was. What do you think about that? And while we're worrying about that, Don, of people doing surveys like that, the Chinese have banned... You think I'm making... Look this up. The Chinese Communist government have banned effeminate men on television. They have banned people being effeminate, men being effeminate on television. And they're pushing back on, their words, inverted commas, the air commas, air quotes, they're pushing back on sissy men. They don't want sissy men on television.
Who defines what that is?
Well,
Would Don be considered a sissy man?
Absolutely. Look at him. They wouldn't let you into China, Don. They might. Yeah, they might want to study. You're like a chemistry experiment. You are. So, isn't that look that up, will you?
I am.
Righto. So I want you to confirm. You think I make most of these stuff up? So I'm speaking to The Rocket, and he said,
China bans. I don't know how credible this is. Oh. China bans sissy and effeminate men under new macho media laws.
Macho? Macho? Macho.
How do you sing the song?
Macho. Macho it is. Macho.
Sing the song.
M-A-C-H-O.
Sing the song.
Oh, fucking sing the song.
It's macho, macho, man.
Did I make that up anyhow? Did I make it up?
No.
Read it out again.
Everyone Sam's right.
Isn't there a town in Peru named Macho? The old ruins?
Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu or something. Is that the same? M-A-C-H-O?
Oh, no. Oh, fuck. So.
Sam's got more to talk at us about.
No.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Oh, it's a big bed, a big week on the couch.
So I'm speaking to The Rocket and we were talking... Listen
to you do all
days. I'm only asking you this. Did you know this? Did you know this? That we're talking about, I don't know how it came up, we're talking about The Sopranos. Did you know this, Don? And I said, no, I've never watched The Sopranos, but I think that's about the Mafia. And The Rocket says, do you know about the Mafia? And I said,
you blokes that must be sniffing that bloody
this
shit.
This is the conversation.
That Nadia Bartel was sniffing you too.
This is the conversation.
I reckon you've been on it all week.
We were just off camera.
Oh, jeez.
These are the conversations
And you're bloody snorting shit as well.
What's that, Don?
You're snorting shit in the middle of your conversation.
I'm not snorting any shit, Don. I'm not snorting any shit at all, Don, please, before that goes any further. So The Rocket says about The Sopranos, and he goes off a bit like you, the Rain Man. He says, do you know what the Mafia men don't do? I said, no, Rocket, I don't.
It's been a big week.
He said they don't.
Whistle through the wheat field.
Whistle what? Through the wheat
they
field?
Don't, they don't, Mafia men, this is what he said, don't go down on, they don't. Have oral sex with women. They don't go.
Shit,
he said they don't
week.
Go down on them.
Oh,
and I said, what? He said, that is just a thing Mafia men don't do. I said, how the fuck do you know that? He said, well, I watch The Sopranos. you think I'm mad? I'm sitting here listening to this. At least all the things that I say are verified, which he can on the machine here. How can you verify that?
No,
you just
hang on,
make shit up.
Can we just get this in the context? I've rewatched The Sopranos recently for the first time in 15 years or whatever, and I'm loving it. And Tony Soprano says about his uncle, because that's not the done thing.
It's a television show, man.
Yeah, I know. And he says, no, but then I Googled and it was, because there was some legal thing where a psychologist said they don't do that. I don't know.
But anyway, they don't do what?
Why
Robert?
I said it to you, Sam, was because I thought it was hilarious that he said he got caught whistling through the wheat field.
What's whistling? I've never heard that term.
Going down on the minge, John.
Nor did I, but that's what was funny.
Going down on the minge.
Shut up, John.
That's what they referred to it as, whistling through the wheat field.
Really?
You just whistled then, Don. So have a listen to this. So please. So the Rocket says then, you know, he said, I looked your Wikipedia page up.
and
you know, people can add things to the Wikipedia page if they think they're a fact that people would like to know. They can add things onto your Wikipedia page. Did you know that, Don? And the Rocket said, you know what I did? He said, you look up your Wikipedia page. He said, I added into your Wikipedia page that when I ejaculate, I cry.
What?
I beg you,
definitely went to that party.
Mate,
you were on and you haven't come back. This is the first
Rocket,
time you've raised.
Did you
why say, weren't you in the photograph?
Did you say that?
I said he cries when he ejaculates.
He put that on my Wikipedia page. So people look up now, Sam Newman, Footy Show, a star or whatever, 25 years in the footy show, married to, children are, and, you know, played for Geelong, 300 games, and cries when he ejaculates. He's put that on my weedy.
Was it true or not?
What, did I cry when I ejaculate? Don.
Oh, what a show.
It's brought a tear to my eye occasionally, Don.
Was that pain or a pleasure?
I was watching. Do you know
Hang
what
on,
I,
the tear. You know pain or I, pleasure?
Just overrun with emotion.
Do you know what I was watching on the television, on the History Channel? I was watching my sex life on the History Channel the other day. That's how long it's been. There we are. So, have you got any topics, Don, that you'd like to bring up?
We're 42 minutes in.
Have you got any topics? You were going to do the COVID thing, weren't you?
See you to meet.
I want to know about how many programs you've got.
Rocket said...
Those programs you've got. Just give me a look at the cover. I think it's you.
The Rocket said, ask Don
about... Ted Whitten game with a V, big V.
Don.
How many covers have you got?
You think I'd try and wind you up? The Rocket said, ask Don this. He said, ask him what he thinks about youth in Asia.
Youth in Asia?
What?
You're an idiot.
What if, he said, ask him what he
about
thinks...
About youth in Asia. What about youth in Asia?
What do you think about it? He said, ask him his opinion on euthanasia.
Have you got anything, Don?
Don? He said, ask him about euthanasia and then ask him about Red China. Have you got an opinion about those two things? Oh, see... You're listening to nothing because he's not speaking. If I didn't bring any topics up, speak to me, man.
Come on, Don.
Do you know ABBA are coming back? ABBA. Do you know what ABBA is? It's a palindrome. Do you know that, Don? Why is it just here on my own speaking? What's that? Don, ABBA are reuniting or reuniting. And ABBA, A-double-B-A, is a palindrome. Do you know that?
No. Why is it? Tell me what a palindrome is. Tell me what it is.
A palindrome is a word that can be smelt the same forwards and backwards, like?
Glenelg.
Glenelg.
It was just lucky that each of those people had that particular initial in their Christian name.
Because it wouldn't have been a palindrome otherwise.
I know. It was very clever.
Or they could have gone Baba. Baba. You know, but they thought they'd do ABBA.
What is it? Excuse my ignorance because it's before my time. What does ABBA stand for?
That's Anita, Annie, Bjorn and Benny or something. That's the name of the four people's initials in it.
Right.
What, before it's your time?
What?
Before your time?
Well, I mean, I know them, but I wasn't obviously a bit young.
And they were huge here, and we put them on the map.
Yeah, they were discovered on Countdown.
Reunited and we did a concert, it would be the biggest selling concert ever, they said. They were offered like 100 million or 200
million. Why do you think their music's so popular?
Sorry, Don, to interrupt you. Pardon?
Why do you think their music's so popular?
What? Because people like the tunes. Why do you think it'd be popular?
Well, I think it's got something to do with the lyrics. We can actually listen and understand the lyrics. They're very clear, the lyrics, so you can sing along. A lot of songs
Mitch. Yeah, go on. Sing along. Sing along to one of ABBA's.
Remember Sing Along with Mitch?
Yeah, I do. Give us one of ABBA's songs.
He was in a bit of trouble, wasn't he,
Mitch? Sing along with... What about Mitch... that sport, is it, really? Mitch, what's the bloke who had his Twitter page hacked and said Mitch...
Mitch Robertson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have it hacked.
Well, you got it right. You didn't need me to say it again. He just said it.
Oh. That tweet he did about, whatever you call it, what do you call it, tweet or post?
Tweeted.
It's on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not real.
It isn't?
No.
Why isn't it real?
Someone photoshopped his, his handle onto a message, and then made it set, like it looked like he and it wasn't real. He hadn't never said that. That was just
because it was deleted very quickly. That was about Lachie Neale. He was.
It was never real. It was never deleted because it was never there. Somebody just.
Well, how come I've got it on my phone?
That's a photo of the photoshopped message. It's not a real message. It's never existed. Somebody's written out that message, and then photoshopped his handle on the front. You know, his address, his Twitter address, onto the top of it, make it look like he sent it, but it never existed. Do you get it?
Now, Don.
That's not what you've got in your hand.
Yes.
He's photoshopped by some mischievous fan. It wasn't real. He never said that.
Now, Don.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I know I'm ignorant when it comes to technology, but I don't understand. But anyway, okay. I take
just rest assured, Mitch Robinson did not say those words.
Oh, didn't he?
No. What about
Had Sam? A call from Catherine of Rochester. Go on. What did you say?
Hang on. Is that Don's?
I think. Is
I'm
that
just trying to bring up this thing of...
If that phone's on, Don, I'll smash it.
Just shut up, will you? I'm bringing
up. If
that
phone rings, I will smash it.
Will you shut up?
So Catherine of Rochester contacted me.
Just hang on.
And said...
Is there an issue there?
I'm not sure if it's the same person that Don...
I was just seeing if your phone was turned off.
I'm not sure...
Well, hang on, just hang on.
I'm not sure if Catherine of Rochester is the same person that Don spoke about some weeks ago and got into
same name in town.
Yeah, but do you think there'd be more than one Catherine in Rochester?
Never been.
The what be?
Never been.
His phone's on.
He's trying to get
this. Now, here's this.
If that phone rings, I'm calling you now, Don.
This is sport you're talking. We've got to do.
Lachie Neale, we gave you heaps for.
No,
gave you. You won a Brownlow, made three finals.
So I was speaking to Catherine of Rochester, and we were talking about the COVID. Don, if I need to prompt you.
There's that thing. I've just brought it up.
Yeah.
So tell me how.
So the top bit that has his name and his address on it, right?
Yeah, and
that's
his
just
photograph.
Been photoshopped onto that message. He never said it. And then someone just sent that out as a photo. It was never actually on Twitter as a message.
This is pretty dangerous stuff, isn't
it? Of course
it
is. Anyone can do it.
Yeah. This is why the shitheads on. This is why this medium is pernicious, Don. It's pernicious.
But that was taken down very quickly. Why was it taken down quickly?
Because it's false.
It was never taken down because it was never up.
Well, how can? Why? Somebody sent it to me.
Don, I'm not going to say it again, all right?
Oh.
It's a Photoshop, right, of a message that people have just sent around as a photo, not as a tweet. The tweet or the Instagram post never, ever existed. So it was never taken down because it was never up.
Sorry to be so ignorant, but I don't know what Photoshop means either.
Well, they take a photo of it and send it over to you on your phone. I do that a lot with you.
It's been altered. It's been Photoshop. It's been the picture's been altered.
Airbrushed.
Yeah, so to make it look like it's something that it's not.
Yeah. So Catherine of Rochester, I'm going to say this again. I don't know if that's the same person you said that might have had you had a problem with or anything. I don't know about that. But you can understand on getting onto COVID how people, I said, all I ever said was, and I'm not a vax denier or whatever, happy to have the vaccination.
Anti-vaxxer.
I'm going this afternoon.
And I said,
are you really? Good on you.
Oh, I don't know about good on me.
Pfizer?
No.
Oh, you're not going to get Pfizer.
Good on you, Don.
Why?
Because it's fucking embarrassing that this guy hasn't had any
shots
yet.
I'm dead against.
Yes, it is. I'm embarrassed.
I am sticking up for those people who are hanging out.
I'm embarrassed for you too.
And listen, I'll back you. I'll back you in, I think.
Why? Thanks.
Good on you. Succumbed to pressure.
What, from who?
From everybody.
You know,
everybody.
They can't all be wrong.
Body.
They can't all be wrong.
I'm succumbing to pressure.
You haven't done anything about it.
I'm succumbing to pressure. I'm working tirelessly to find out where I can go to get a Pfizer vaccine.
So I'm here.
Oh, shit.
I am.
You are not.
Yes,
you're just
I am.
Being difficult.
No, I'm not.
I can't understand why they can have it like an outback.
How can I have two 75-year-olds in a podcast and neither of them have been vaccinated?
Why can't we get Pfizer? They've got the loaded, I've told you before, weeks ago, out in the back of Bourke. Well, can you? They've got tons. That's all you can get. Yet we can't get it down here.
So I had a chat.
And don't give me this thing about Daniel Andrews going on yesterday and having a go at Berejiklian about no Pfizer. It's a
So anyhow, I said to Catherine of Rochester, she contacted me because she was worried about you saying all those ridiculous things said about her the other week, and she got the brace and bits. And I said, I can understand why people are reticent to get vaccinated because, and all I did was quote the CEO of Pfizer, his name's Albert Bourla.
If I hear you say this again.
What did I say?
You talk about this every day.
I said I can understand why people are reticent, because these were his exact words, Don. He said, the only sensitivity here, Meg, being interviewed by someone called Meg, is that I don't want the example of cutting the line. And he says, I am 59 years old, I'm in good health and I'm not working on the front line. And then he says, my type is not recommended to get vaccinated. That's what the president of Pfizer said. Now, he has since been vaccinated, but you can understand if they see that that's the man who has invented the drug and says he's not recommended his type to get vaccinated, you can understand people being reticent. That's all I said. I'm not anti-vaxxer. I'm trying to get a Pfizer vaccination, and if you can provide one with me, I'm there. That's all.
Well, if I've got a blood clot next week or in a day or two...
What's that, Don? If you've got a blood clot next week, well, you'll die. Mm. Well, then who would we swing in? Would we get Mick back or what? What would we do? What would you say? Now, here's an interesting thing. We were discussing yesterday with Mick Sheehan. Can I mention his name? Or I've mentioned him before we went on air, and you said, if you mention what he said. Now, Rocket, we were saying...
Well, that wouldn't stop you.
Rocket.
No, dude, go on, mouth. Rocket. Go on, motor mouth.
If Don happened to get a blood clot and die, and they rang you up, the media, and they said, Don, unfortunately, has passed on. Rocket, could you give us a comment? No comment about Don.
We had a testy relationship.
So what would your comment be?
No comment.
So, all right, let's just go through this.
What about your comment?
It's Frank Swanson from the Herald Sun, Rocket. Don's succumbed to a blood clot and he's not with us any longer. Could I just get a comment?
Dude. They'd ring you. What? They'd ring you number. They'd ring you first. They'd ring you first. Yeah. So okay, go. Away you go.
Yeah, Don's died.
Yeah, this is Johnny Swanson or whatever.
Frank Swanson from the Herald Sun. Do you know who I spoke to yesterday?
You know what Don would say if I died?
Oh yeah.
That's what he would do.
Oh, good riddance.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
He is a fuck.
What you say?
Who
gives a fuck?
Yeah.
That's what you would say, Don. Yeah. That's why that email came from Queensland. You're rude, you're a fucking bore, you're ignorant, and you're a fuckwit. That's what the man said. I was being soft, but that's what he actually said. And you interrupt people, and your phone goes on, you have no idea, you bring no topics.
Don, what would you say if I died?
Who gives a fuck?
Jeez. So I spoke to, do you know, the phone goes, and I said, hello, because that's what you do, and the phone goes, hello. He said, Sam? I said, yes, it's Sam. He said, it's Robbie. He said, it's Mark Robinson on the phone. I said, Robbie!
Are you serious?
Am I serious?
Yep.
Robbie rang me, and I said, Robbie!
Where's he been?
He's been on furlough.
Come on,
he's recuperating from some health issues, and he is he's
a lot of rumours going
cohabitate. He's cohabiting.
Don't say, there's nothing bad.
No, there are. There's people rumours.
A lot of rumours going around. What's happening to it? What's wrong?
Not rumours about that. So he's cohabiting with a man. With a man who has Listen, Rocket, don't try and be controversial.
Well, you were.
He's cohabiting with a man who said to his wife...
Who have you been talking to? Percy Jones.
Robbie.
Mark Robinson, Don.
I was told this weeks ago, but I wouldn't say
anything. Don, if you let me... Don't interrupt. You are interrupting your mate. You're
deal.
Making it sound
provocative.
Were. You were.
He's
you are.
Cohabiting with a man who said to his wife, the man said,
I know what I'm the man, going I was to across look this after. Weeks ago. And I wasn't, a little bit of...
I'm cohabiting with a man who said to his wife, the man said, I'm going up to look after Mark Robinson because he needs a bit of help. He's on his own. So he's cohabiting with him. And the man is Matt
Kitchen.
Matt Kitchen, who we asked to come on this podcast because he's the man who has scaled Mount Everest on. He's stood on the top of the world. And I said, Matt, because it was on speakerphone. I said, Robbie... Put Matt on. He said, he can hear this. I said, Matt, come on our podcast. And he said, oh, well, I've been asked to do a podcast on the Herald Sun website. I said, what, have they jumped on because we asked you to come on and do a story about Everest? He said, no, you're not that important. No, they don't take their lead from us. And I said, well, anyhow, so Robbie said he'll be back. Oh, yeah, thanks. Robbie said he'll be back. Don, pay attention. Robbie said he'll be back next year on 2022. He'll be back and up and running, and he's just having some time off to recharge the batteries. And he and Mark, what's his name? Matt Kitchen. Matt Kitchen's coming on. He said definitely come on after he's
so
finished.
So why are we getting?
He said no to me.
What's
wouldn't you want to speak to someone who's climbed Everest? Because I said to Matt, there's a man with no legs.
A lot of people have climbed Everest, so...
Not a lot of people. Do you reckon more people have been to the Antarctic that have climbed Everest or vice versa?
A lot of people have passed away on the way up.
What, as tourists? Not as...
It's a destination, whereas...
It's a destination. How many people do you know have been to the Antarctic?
Oh, because
you've
been, so you think it's wonderful. Right.
I do.
So, as we wind up this week... 20 years since September 11.
Yeah.
Where were you? Don?
I was going to look at a horse in the Western District.
You couldn't have been.
Oh.
It happened about 10 o'clock, didn't it?
Oh, well, you tell me where I was.
You're in the dark.
No, tell me where.
You're in the cold dark of September and you're out looking at a horse.
Tell me where I was.
If he was down looking at a horse in the Western District and it came on the radio, oh, two planes have flown into the Trade Centre... He could be in the Western District listening to
at
the 10 radio.
O'clock at night.
And I upset the passenger I was with, but I'm not going to tell you what I said. But anyway, I remember that. Yes, I can just about tell you where I was, just before Colac, because there was deathly silence after I said what I said.
What did you say, Don?
I'm not saying.
Oh.
But I do remember where I was, and I do remember the thing, and I remember the incident and what I said. Yes.
And I've asked several people...
Obviously it wasn't positive.
I've asked several
people...
Well,
it's just another one of people I've upset all through my life, but anyway, that's another...
I've asked several people, could you give us 9/11? What is the date of 9/11? And people say they say the 9th of the 11th. And I said, what does
really
that mean?
Point.
They said the 9th of November, because that's how we say it. And it's not, of course, it's the 11th of the 9th.
Seriously, mate. Nobody thinks that September 11 happened in November.
I just told you. I've asked several people out in the community, and they all
they
say
think that September 11 happened in November.
They don't say I don't say when's the date of September 11. I said, what's 9/11? What is the date? And they say the 9th of the 11th.
What are you going to title this segment?
Rubbish.
No, Johnny, you got to show.
So I tell you, where were you,
Rocket? Right, Don's name it. What are we calling this?
Oh,
where were you, Rocket, when the 9/11, they flew into the Twin Towers?
I was in bed.
With?
No, am I?
Looking for work?
And
the aftermath of Nadia's party?
No, that's a bit long. I was in bed and got a phone call from Caroline Wilson, back when we were mates.
Oh, my God.
From the set of Talking
Hang
Footy.
Hang on, where were you?
I was in bed.
What?
No, because that was back when I was... doing a different job.
You got a phone call from Carolyn.
Carol
rang me. What would she ring you at night for?
She said, are you watching the TV?
Why would she ring you?
Hang on. What?
We used to be mates.
And you're in bed?
Used to be.
She didn't know I was in bed. I went to bed early. And she said, are you watching the TV? I said, no. She said, you might want to turn it on. We've just been taken off air. And They were doing talking footy.
Why?
It's a good question. I can see
the mind is really going in a minute.
I can see your eyes are going around like Catherine Wheelstone. Yes. But get the question out.
Yes. There is no question.
Yeah,
where were you, Sam? That's where we're going. Let's be honest. This is all about where were you, Sammy?
No, you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. I'm not telling you where I was.
Go on, tell us, Sam. Where were you when
your half hour or 40 minutes this segment to tell us.
Go on, Sam.
No, it's good. Revolves
you
around you.
You
just
like
Anthony Koutafidis last week. I asked him if he was an athlete. Geez, you couldn't wait to tell us how good you were.
Oh, he's high
jumping.
Yeah. Jeez. And he's hurdling.
Oh, God. Just bring it back to me, will you? I played 20 years of football and 5 years of injury. I could have played 400 games.
Seasons.
I could have been, oh, jeez.
Played exactly the same amount of time as
Kevin
Butler.
Yeah, that's right. Jeez.
Well, I'm glad you're listening.
Oh, God, I couldn't believe it.
Now, come on, Sam. Where were you, mate?
Don, I want to tell you this.
Go on, this hour's about
you. Where you were, September
11th. Shut up a minute.
No.
It is the most, we've been watching it, haven't we, on the plane. I've got a picture of the planes flying into the buildings.
We're
starting to replay ad nauseum on the American television.
So we've been sitting around your unit watching.
It
the
is
plane.
The most extraordinary thing I've ever seen that people could how the Americans must have their head up their ass that the CIA couldn't get onto the fact that those people for 2 years had learnt to fly planes, had been correspondence and chat had been going backwards and forwards across the other side of the world to people to hijack three planes and fly them into the great United States of America's tallest buildings, collapse them to the ground. The most how embarrassing and how stupid do the Americans look, seriously, that can take place and they couldn't get onto it before it happened.
Well, Larry Dooley reckons they were in on it.
Who?
Larry Dooley.
Who's he?
The guy that owns the coffee shop we go to.
You told me someone else. Larry Dooley owns that.
Why's your hand over the microphone?
Yeah.
Larry Dooley owns that.
Yeah, Larry Dooley's.
Larry.
He reckons that the Yanks were in
Larry Dooley's the name of the shop.
No, he owns it. Larry Dooley owns that coffee shop.
Anyway, Sam, where were you when September 11 happened?
No, I'm not telling you now.
You know where you were.
I know where I was.
Tell us.
I was at a... no, I'm not telling you now. No.
Do you want a mirror? Have a look at yourself.
I'm not telling you anymore.
Come on.
No, I'm not telling
you. No,
shut up.
The listener wants to know. Don't penalise them. Come on.
So, Don, if you, so...
Come on, where were you?
No, I'm not telling you.
He was having a barbecue at his house in Brighton.
Wasn't having a barbecue.
In Brighton.
Brighton.
Back in the day.
Brighton.
And guess who was there?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, you tell him. I'll tell you if you're wrong.
Eddie McGuire and Carla.
Yes.
Nathan and Tanya Buckley.
Yes.
Mick Malthouse and... Excuse me, I've forgotten Mick's wife's name.
Nanette.
It is. It's Nanette. They live up the road from me.
Yep.
Never says hello to me.
Yes, and Amanda and I. And we were having...
The Kmart plate out.
Huh?
That's right.
What'd you say then?
The Kmart plate.
So, I don't know what that means.
Like Nadia.
Oh, people are wondering where she got the plate that the Coke was on.
Who can you believe that?
Who? Nadia?
They were more worried about the fact that it was a $1.50 plate.
Well, you were there. You ought to know.
With Nadia?
Yeah. Well, this is an aftermath of Nadia's party, you two, today. You're off your heads.
I was with Nadia. What are you
talking
about?
I don't know. You're on something.
See, you're not even smart enough to try and put together a sort of a humorous line.
Why did you have the president, captain and coach of Collingwood at your place?
I think because, so that's 21 years, that's 20 years ago, sorry, 20 years ago. So I think the footy show had been going for a few years and Ed, I think
it was a Monday night.
And Ed had just got Nathan or was playing for Collingwood, would he have been? And
he's already playing there.
And Mick was the coach or
Mick
vice
had been
versa.
Been there for 2 years.
All right, mate, I'm not sure why they were there. Fucking hell. And anyhow, Ed and Carla had to leave. Didn't have to leave, but they left about 10:30, I suppose, or 11 or something. And I'm sitting there, we're just chatting to the people left, the six of us, and the phone goes. And I look and it's Ed on the phone. And I said, yes, Ed. He said, didn't say anything else.
What are you blokes doing? He said, we're all in the spa.
Let me tell you, Mick Mole's house and Nanette
we're in the spa.
Would not be getting into the spa. No, they wouldn't be. Bubbles going up their coit. Fucking minge work going on. There'd be none of that, stupid, you fucking stupid man. So so Ed said nothing else, but he said, turn the television on, and hung up. And we turned the television on, and there it was. And we sat there. They sat there for a while. We watched that into the early hours of the morning. The most incredible thing I've ever seen, the planning that went on behind the backs of the United States, the great United States of America, to hijack three planes, learn how to fly them, hijack the pilot, do all that is one of the greatest achievements, and I don't mean achievements, the greatest feats of espionage and terrorism you'll ever see. It's extraordinary, and it's fascinating to watch. And to actually watch the planes fly into the building is extraordinary. I'm not trying to glorify it. Sounds like I am, but it was surreal, and still is. Nothing will ever approach that, ever. I don't care what they do next. So Rocket, I hope you've taken note of what I've said today, Don. Your conduct on this show is disgraceful, and I hope you've learned a lesson and you can improve yourself.